It turns out that about a quarter of the people who sell sex for money do it because they want to, not because they have no other choice. That's according to a new study from the University of Victoria. Researchers there interviewed over 200 Canadian sex workers from across the country, and they found stigma and stereotypes may be hurting the people who do sell sex work. We spoke with a Prince George sex worker and have agreed to keep her name anonymous.
We do get judged a lot. Like, people think it's wrong, but it's, we don't have really a choice. It's the way we survive like that. I don't know, we put our lives at risk. Like, we don't know who's picking us up or what's going to happen to us.
That was a Prince George sex worker. We agreed to keep her name anonymous. She's speaking about the stigma she faces because of her work. Cecilia Benoit is a sociologist who worked on a study that finds that a quarter of those who sell sex for money do it because they choose to. And she joins me by phone this morning. Hello.
Hello.
How surprised were you by the findings that 25% of Canadian sex workers do the job because they want to? It's their choice.
Yes, I was. It was a surprise in one way, but I've been studying sex work for about 25 years, and I have noticed that the dominant view of sex work, which is that stigma that was just mentioned, kind of camouflages or covers the actual other motivations or reasons why some sex workers are involved in the activity. So when we did our study, we purposely asked people how they actually became involved in sex work, what were the conditions in their lives, and what led to their decision. And what we found was much more complexity than often is assumed.
So what did you hear?
Well, we heard three really overlapping reasons for involvement in sex work that are not so different than the kind of reasons other people work in jobs. Sort of limited people, with, especially people with limited opportunities in relationship to education and so on. So the dominant reason where almost all of them mentioned was the need or the desire for money. Very, and we see that in many, many jobs. If I ask you why you're doing your job, you probably say also for the money.
Mm-hmm, at least in part.
Yeah, in part. And so that was a major reason. A second, which was the reason that we often hear about, is that people were pushed into it, or they had early life circumstances that determine their move to sell sexual services. And so that was for sure. A third of our participants mentioned that, often mentioning money as well. And I wasn't surprised with that particular finding. But then the third reason, where a quarter of participants mentioned the desire to work in this particular activity, often combined with other kinds of work as well. And they mentioned money as well, but they also felt that this work was something that they were good at, that they got some meaning out of, and that is something that they wanted to do rather than being pushed to do.
Yeah, we jump to the conclusion oftentimes that sex work, sex workers, I should say, are victims of circumstance, but it sounds like that's not always the case.
No, it's not always the case, and I think it's important that when we think about policy or we think about the laws around sex work, that we think about the diversity of reasons why people are involved in this diversity of circumstances, so then we can shape our policies to be more fit closer to people's lives and especially deal with that stigma, which actually assumes that nobody is working in the industry out of their own desire or reason.
So how do you think Canadian policy should change to reflect the findings in this report?
I think criminalizing sex work, as we have done in the, especially the buying and the advertising of sexual service in the new prostitution law in 2014, does not really help very many people, even the people who are in it because they don't have any choice. It doesn't really help their situation. We need to have policies that actually try to help improve the economic situation, educational opportunities, other and better services for sex workers, and at the same time take away, try to remove some of that stigma that makes it seem as not a legitimate occupation for some members.
That seems like a big hurdle. How do you go about removing stigma when it comes to sex work?
Well, I think I've been thinking about this a long time, and more recently, I think the mental health strategy in Canada to destigmatize mental health issues in workplaces and in society at large by bringing people with mental health issues close with everybody else and seeing actually they're not so different than the rest of us is a really good strategy. So that close contact, the finding out more the complexity of people's lives and realizing they're quite similar to the rest of us, those are some ways that we can think about reducing that stigma.
I think for some, the notion of sex work compromises their thoughts about family, partnerships, marriage. So how do you ask people to move beyond those assumptions and talk about sex work in a normalized way?
Well, I think it's a myth that we all hold that sex is outside of commerce, and sex is outside of money, but of course that's not the case. I mean, marriages and other kind of transaction also implicitly at least involve money. So we need to think about seriously that initially you could separate sex from love, and we do it all the time, and separate sex from emotion, and it can be part of commerce. So it's more facing up to what the real reality is rather than the myth that sex and is outside of commerce, or sex is always attached to kind of deep emotion. So that's kind of, I think, what we need to think more seriously about.
How ready do you think Canadians are to reframe their thoughts about sex work?
I think they're, if we look at the recent polls, Canadians are much more open to thinking about adults being able to sell and buy sex without it being seen as negative or disgusting or something. So we get a lot more positive responses in recent polls. So I think Canadians are open to that.
And given the findings of your research, how optimistic are you that the federal government may make some changes to how it deals with sex workers and prostitution?
I think this new government is more open to factual information, more open to evidence, and less to what you might call rhetoric or opinion, popular opinion. And we are starting a second study, repeating this same study. We're going to go across the country and actually ask sex workers what the impact of the new prostitution law is on their health and safety and their experiences of stigma. So in a year or so, we should hopefully have some findings that would bring more evidence to the table.
Well, I'll look forward to speaking to you then once you have those findings. Cecilia Benoit, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Cecilia Benoit is a sociologist with the University of Victoria. We turn it to you. What do you think about stereotypes, stigma, and sex work? You can let us know. Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter @DaybreakNorth.